Good Monday morning. 17 minutes after 9 o'clock. 62 degrees right now with sunshine, and our talk around continues. And it is a Make-A-Wish Monday today, and I got to tell you, philanthropy can start at any age, and today I'm talking to our local fundraiser, Aurora, in here to share some things with us. Good morning, young lady.
Good morning.
Good to have you in here. How old are you?
11.
Okay, what grade are you in?
Sixth grade now.
Okay, well, tell me what you've been doing as far as Make-A-Wish goes and fundraising. You've been really, really busy. What's been going on, Aurora?
I've been doing Coins for Wishes, and when I first started, I was in first grade.
No kidding. So you've been doing this a while.
Yeah.
What made you, what got you thinking, this is something I want to do?
I just like to help kids a lot and make their wishes come true.
That's beautiful. I love that. So why is raising money and spreading awareness about Make-A-Wish, why is that important to you?
I always like to make kids' wishes happen because it just brings joy.
Right? Yeah. It gives you a good feeling at the end of the day, right?
Yeah.
That's that's easy enough. Now, if you were to tell other kids, what advice would you give them? Would you say, hey, this is something you should really be doing?
Yeah.
Yeah? Or do you want to be the only one doing it here locally? So, again, what are some of the other things that you've been doing as far as fundraising?
I've been doing also, like, lemonade stands, hot chocolate stands, Kool-Aid stands, and other more.
Have you been doing that throughout the summer?
Yeah.
Okay. Have a lot of people stopped and bought lemonade and hot chocolate from you?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. Are you going to keep this thing rolling, too? Because you got school coming up.
Yeah.
Are you going to keep this going?
Yeah, I also do it in the winter.
Seriously? So the weather doesn't bother you?
Yeah.
You actually go out in the winter and do this thing, too. So even the cold can't keep you from fundraising, right?
Yeah.
Well, how cool is that? Now, how long do you plan on? I mean, are you just going to do this like forever and ever?
I don't know.
Yeah? You're going to do it for a while, though.
Yeah.
Right? Well, that is fantastic. And again, Mom, step up here. I gotta get some insight from Melody. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for bringing her in here. How has it been for you as mom watching your daughter be kind of a hero here?
Oh, I love it. I'm the one who makes the lemonade and the hot chocolate
right.
And keeps her rolling and asking her, are you too hot? You too cold? If not, she stays out there doing what she's doing and she likes it. Sometimes she drags her brother out who likes to help, and sometimes she has friends who want to come in.
What a true champion. Like I say, a true hero in all of this. Did you get her started on this?
Oh, no.
No, she came up with that on her own.
Yep. She started with the idea of, like she said, in first grade, she mm-hmm. wanted to make bracelets. So she made all kinds of bracelets to sell, including mommy and daughter bracelets. And her first year selling bracelets, she made $65.50.
Unbelievable. And that all went to Make-A-Wish.
Yes, it did.
So, again, now we got to promote you. Where are you at? Where can people buy their lemonade? And where can they support you with this?
Oh, well, anytime she decides to do it, we set up either on the corner of 207 11th Street North in Wapaton. Sometimes she might be in the driveway because there's a little bit more shade there if it's
sure.
hot out. Otherwise, most of the time, she's right on the corner there.
And that's right over by Smith Motors, right?
Yes.
So do you stay out and help her with this, or do you just let her go on her own?
I kind of let her do her own thing,
right.
Especially in the winter.
So as a mom, how does it make you feel when you got a daughter doing this kind of thing?
Oh, I'm extremely proud.
You should be extremely
yes.
proud. And is this something that, this kind of philanthropic thing, is this something that's kind of in you too? I mean, is that where she got it?
Maybe a little bit. My dad kind of instilled it in me growing up.
Fantastic. Well, listen, I want to thank you both. And again, the location.
207 11th Street North, Wapaton.
Fantastic. And just look for Aurora when you drive by, right?
Yep.
Well, thank you both for coming in here. I always love Make-A-Wish Mondays and talking to people about Make-A-Wish. Aurora, is there anything else you want to add before we wrap it up?
No, thank you.
No, thanks. That's it for today.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for stopping in. You are a true hero, all right? Keep up the good work. talking with Aurora and Melody today, talking Make-A-Wish Monday. And, yeah, philanthropy can start at any age, and it's so important to give to Make-A-Wish. You can go to with.org/North Dakota if you want to learn more about how you can give, or call this number, 701-280-9474, if you are interested in making a difference this coming school year. It's 922, the voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.